Hello and welcome to episode 33 of Your Exceptional Life. Marcus Pierce here with you for another week. Hope you are absolutely flying. Hope you are putting all of the 8 pieces of your exceptional life blueprint into your life. We're talking your life purpose or your career, your movement, your social life, your excellent nutrition, your love and relationships, your growth, your wealth, and your spirit, soul, and faith. If this is the first time you have listened or watched or read this podcast, it's my review of the week based on these 8 areas that make up an exceptional life. It's my accountability to you to share with you what's going on in my world, the ups, the downs, the challenges, the wins, the losses, all the rest of it, everything in between, just so that really, for many reasons, one, I can shatter the myth that you can't live your exceptional life. It's not that you don't have the time, and it's not that you, not that it can't be done. I think we've overwhelmed ourselves with what it takes to live an exceptional life, and I'm here to really break it down into bite-sized pieces. And so, without any further ado, let's get into the week. This week, I've spent the large majority of it, particularly the working week, in Adelaide. That's Adelaide, Australia. Been over in Adelaide with Dr. Brett Hill, my Wellness Couch teammate, his beautiful bride, Steffi Reiter. Brett's 2 kids, Charlotte and Tom, and I also spent some time with my auntie and uncle, Auntie Christine and Uncle Ivan, down in Encounter Bay. So I'll share a bit of that with you shortly. But first things first, I was over in Adelaide to speak for Dr. Brett Hill Tuesday night. It was the first time I'd ever presented the Science of an Exceptional Life. It's a new presentation that I've put together. So I was a little bit excited, very excited because I was putting together this talk for the very first time and presented it on Tuesday night. I think it went really well. The feedback was wonderful, lots of good questions, good attendance, good engagement, a couple of photos here taken by Steffi, and really wonderful venue. Really liked the Burnside Ballroom, and we had a lot of fun. And really, what I loved about Tuesday night, it just reawakened in me, or really just drove home, that if I could only do one thing, if all the other options of the world were shut off from me from a work perspective, speaking is my number one love. When you've got online programs and podcasts and videos and blogging and social media and all the ways to share a message, there is no doubt for me that a real life experience with other people, with bums on seats, not really an empty room, but you know what? Sometimes you love what you do so much, you will talk to an empty room. But actually having people and sharing a message in real life is the one thing that really, really, really I absolutely love to do. And so Tuesday night was just a reminder of how much I really love doing it. So put lots of great photos on the show notes, on the blog at marcuspierce.com.au. And if you attended, many thanks for coming along. It was great to have you there. And if you weren't there, I look forward to seeing you next time I am in Adelaide. But I do think it's a really good question to ask yourself. What is the one thing that really is your genius or your true love? And it might, you might be in the phase right now where you are a mum and you are loving being a parent. I met a wonderful woman, Alex Virgo, on Thursday night. Alex runs a large natural parenting group. I think it might be nationwide or international, but she's based in Adelaide, the great Pat Sims partner. And Alex is dedicated to helping, I'm not sure if it's parents or mums, but she's into natural parenting. And so she's in the phase of her life where that's very important. There could be other things that you are, you know, is your number one skill. It could be painting, it could be accounting, it could be gardening, it could be making blinds, making lights, making scarves, making beds, making food, whatever it is. But as I said, I had that, I don't know, not an epiphany, just a reconfirmation of just how much I love speaking. What is the one thing in your business or career that you love the most? And maybe it's something that you're not doing right now, but you know that you absolutely love to do it. My advice is to go out and just to start doing more of it. And it may only be 5 minutes a day to begin with, but to do more of what you love brings so much fulfillment to your life. So naturally for me, my brain is ticking over right now, like, all right, how do I do more speaking gigs? More, like just get me speaking. Obviously, my other brain says, well, you've got, you know, a wife and 3 kids at home and I don't want to spend, 365 days a year speaking. But more speaking is going to bring more fulfillment, more joy, all the rest of it. And so it's just, it's a clue. What you love is not something that you can necessarily control. It's just something that comes through you and, it magnetizes you. So consider that. What is that one thing for you? Movement. Now, movement, tell you what. Oh, there's a romantic photo of Brettie and I. Tell you what, Brett's beautiful partner, Steffi, just made some wonderful lunches, a picnic lunch there. Very Instagram-worthy, that one. I was in Encounter Bay visiting my auntie and uncle Wednesday night. Auntie Christine, Uncle Ivan. I'll show you a little bit more about that in a moment. But I tell you what, folks, if you haven't been to Encounter Bay, go down and pay a visit. I learned that Encounter Bay is named that because the Frenchman Baudin bumped into Matthew Flinders on a chance encounter. And the dad joke or the dad title then became, well, let's call this Encounter Bay. And it is an absolutely beautiful part of Australia, about 80 minutes south of Adelaide and far out. Tell you what, it was a phenomenal experience. I don't know if it's due south, I don't think it is. But wherever it is a wonderful part of Australia. I learned so much. I went for an 8K walk with Uncle Ivan on Thursday morning, and he shared a lot of the history of Encounter Bay with me, and it was just a great experience. I didn't do a lot of my push-ups on my travels, and that's one thing that will be a theme of this podcast, is that I knew this was the first time that I'd be traveling for an extended period of time. I knew that my routine wouldn't be the same. I knew I'd have later nights. I knew I'd probably drink a bit more wine. I knew I'd be up having, you know, great, deep and meaningful conversations. I think I'm just back as I record this to you now. I didn't get to bed till probably 12:30 midnight, staying up late chatting to Brett and Steph. Got up at I think 6 o'clock this morning to then get on the plane back here now, set up this little studio in the office and record. Routine is all out of whack, but I was determined to still move and move a lot, but I was not really in the space to do the same level of push-ups, you know, 10 sets throughout the day and all the rest of it. But I had some great movement experiences. One in Encounter Bay with Uncle Murdoch. We've got another photo there. Oh, there's my auntie Christine and Uncle Murdoch. Sorry, I've got so many aunties and uncles, as I'll share with you shortly. Auntie Christine and Uncle Ivan, which I'll share a bit more about them in just a moment. But did some great walks in the Adelaide Hills in Encounter Bay. Thoroughly enjoyed my different environment, different surrounds on a movement front. Had some great socializing, obviously, with Brett and Steph, with many people, had some great meetings. I did a talk at a mastermind last night, which I'll share with you. So Adelaide was wonderful for seeing people like Brett and Steph and my auntie and uncle, but also making lots of new friends. So socially, it was a very rich experience for the 3 days. And again, you know my mantra here, socializing is energizing. It's a wonderful experience when you're meeting like-minded people. It boosts you up energetically. You feel enriched physically, mentally, emotionally. I'd also say spiritually. Socializing enriches you. And so I've definitely filled that bucket this weekend. Let's talk about my auntie Christine and Uncle Ivan. Now, you may not know me or the family story much, but my mum is one of 15 children. That's right, 15 children. So naturally enough, 15 aunties, 15 uncles, they all got married. And so hence I'll slip up on the names every now and again. But Auntie Christine here is child number 10. Now, Anne was the mum of the first 10 children, but then Anne passed away shortly after she gave birth to Auntie Christine. So my pa is left with 10 children, and then he meets my nana, who I think was 33 at the time. My nana, 33-year-old female, all of a sudden goes from 0 children to 10 children. And to top it off, then goes and has another 5 of her own, my mum being the first one. So my mum's number 11, Christine's number 10. Biologically, 2 different mums, but my nana, God bless her soul, was the just the most beautiful woman. And every single one of those 10 children loved my nana as a mum. And yeah, phenomenal story. There's a lot, I mean, that's just the very beginning of the story, but there is a lot that could be shared and probably, you know, will be shared. Probably, I think we always talk about there needs to be a movie of the Anderson family. But just having chats with Christine and Ivan just about family history across all sections of life was a really enriching experience. And I used to always think family history was so boring. I couldn't believe that, you know, people would actually, you know, go overseas and, whoops, sorry, I just shook the camera there. I couldn't believe that people would go and actually chase their family history and learn it. I was like, so boring. This is in my teenage years. But as I get older, I'm even more fascinated by the past, you know. It's almost like, where did I come from? If you ever read that book growing up. But, you know, where did I come from? You know, Pa's from Scotland, and then my nana's parents were from Lebanon, so there's Lebanese blood through our family, and you definitely see that in the five children that my nana had. But I think family history is really interesting, particularly as I talk about when I'm speaking, is even from a nutrition perspective. One of the messages I shared the other night was to own your uniqueness, particularly in nutrition. Don't go paleo because someone says to go paleo. If you're from Ireland, you are probably not genetically designed to have coconuts. You know, my pa's from Scotland. The other side has Lebanese history. So thankfully, olive oil and me agree beautifully. But you know what? I don't know about coconut oil. You know, I just don't know if that necessarily agrees. I could get a genetic test and find out. But you know, the genealogy wouldn't necessarily suggest that, you know, there's been an exposure to it in the past. So your family history can teach you a lot of things. And I find the family history, particularly on my mum's side, with the 15 kids and the story and everything else, absolutely fascinating. Nutrition. Now, with traveling, nutrition can go by the wayside. But one little aha that I had on my trip from Adelaide was the quality of your nutrition when you travel is really in direct proportion to who you spend a lot of your time with. So if you're traveling by yourself, it can go AWOL because you don't know the places, you don't know the healthy cafes or the restaurants. This is particularly if you have a high interest in healthy eating, and you're looking for them and it takes time to find them and you spend money trying to find them and time and all the rest of it. If you're staying with locals like I was with Brett and Steph, you know, they know the cafes, they know where to go, they know where not to go and all the rest of it. So it's much easier to eat well. Had a beautiful home-cooked meal with Christine and Ivan. I had a rack of lamb, some roast veg, green beans, beautiful gravy, nice bit of dessert, great red wine. So it was, when you're living with locals, a lot of the time, you're more likely to have a wonderful nutritional experience, particularly if that food is celebrated. You know my feelings about food as ceremony, particularly coming back from Ikaria, the island where people forget to die, running our longevity experience there. Food is a ceremony. And so if you are connecting with people when you're traveling, the food is a ceremony because you're having a social occasion with them. It's normally good times, and you can actually then go and not just eat for the sake of eating, but enjoy it on a social level as well. I was very well looked after. I've got to give her a shout out. Rawsomemama.com.au. Rawsomemama, I think it's MUMMA.com.au, gifted me 5 of the most delectable raw treats. And I enjoyed 3 of them going down to Encounter Bay and 2 of them on the way back. I would have had the 5 all the way down the drive, but I was wise enough to go save a little for the trip back. And so my nutrition was thoroughly beautiful, slightly indulgent. I had more red wine than I've had in a while, but you know what? It was always with food and it was always with other people, and thoroughly enjoyed it. All right, let's move on to growth. Now, growth, my bucket was filled this week when I was presenting for Brett Hill's Adelaide Influencers Mastermind Group. So if you're not familiar with a mastermind group, I highly recommend, well, particularly if you're in Adelaide, get in touch with Brett Hill and the Adelaide Influencers. But a mastermind as a principle of growth is a wonderful thing. It's really creating a group, coming together with like-minded people and asking questions, sharing challenges, sharing victories, helping others grow and evolve in that area of life. You could call a book club a mastermind group. You could call the Adelaide Influencers a mastermind group. Whatever it is, you are getting together with like-minded people and sharing the ups and downs and really cutting out the learning curve in whatever it is that you're learning. And so we had a great time together on Thursday night, last night. I'm recording this on a Friday. I spoke for about an hour and then we did some Q&A and everyone asked questions, you know, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? And I loved it too, because I said, can I ask a question about my business? And it was great. I got some wonderful feedback on some things I'm thinking about with expanding with the Exceptional Life Blueprint. And there was great excitement and enthusiasm about my ideas, which had really been not tearing me apart. I was torn about what direction to take a few elements of the business. And so got some really good feedback, which I absolutely loved. And just being able to share, I don't want to When Sarah and I talk, I don't want to talk for an hour about business strategy and all the rest of it. I don't want to bore her to tears, but I actually want to make, I want that to be a more quality time. And so connecting with others where you can have a good long chat around business stuff is really fantastic. And so thanks for, you know, particularly Daniel Gibbs, Michelle Crone, Steph, Brett, obviously Alex Virgo, Amy, who was there, Glenn Lomman, who's part of Adelaide Paleo, who's created the Adelaide Paleo group. I'll put some links in the show notes to these guys. And to Denise, everyone that was there, it was just a wonderful night. And I really appreciate the group and what I got out of it. I know I was presenting there, but I got a lot out of it as well. Wealth. I suppose in the details of it hasn't been a massive focus for the week, but you know, for me, it's really about spending less than you earn. And so for me, it's really in this week, it's just having that awareness when you're traveling. And this is, you know, I'd love your feedback on this, particularly when you are traveling. It's really easy for unexpected expenses to creep up. Well, it's not that they're unexpected, but when you're traveling, because you don't have your routine and rhythm, you just spend more on different things. So on a business level, it's always transfers. You're always knowing about accommodation and airport, accommodation and flights. But things like transfers, things like food, not that you forget anything, but once I forgot my shoes at a guest's house, I was staying at someone's house, I left my shoes there somehow. I must have been going from business attire to casual. I left my work shoes there. I had another speaking engagement, so I had to go and buy another pair of shoes that day. Now, look, didn't break the bank, it's no big deal, but they're like unexpected expenses. Traveling generally costs more money than what it does to live at home. And so it was just something that I was thinking about, with the travel. And then it's also like, just on a budget level, do you know how much it costs to run your daily life? Because again, when I'm traveling, I'm thinking, well, you know, normally you're not expecting to pay for your lunch, even though you do it when you go shopping at the market or supermarket or wherever, it's all sorted. When you're traveling, often you could be buying your breakfast, your lunch, and your dinner. So do you budget for those things? Even when you're going on holidays, do you set budgets? Because if you don't, I could pretty much guarantee you, based on my own prior experience as well, you smash that budget to pieces. You know, if you say you're gonna go away for a week and you don't have a budget, you'll just spend and you'll find ways to spend. If you go, we're going away for a week and we're gonna spend $1,000, $2,000, $3,000, whatever it is, you've got an awareness when it comes to spending money. All right, last one is spirit. Spirit for me really was honored in my trip to Encounter Bay, being around nature, being in the Adelaide Hills, being around nature. I just think for this week, and my message or my lesson or my advice on this is, never underestimate the power of being in a beautiful natural environment to enrich your soul. Particularly if you're in the burbs, it's really important, in my view, to find ways to be around wonderful natural environments. Parks, rivers, lakes, beaches, big trees, just beyond just the plants. I mean, I'm sure we can all find beauty in a plant in the backyard. I'm looking at the backyard at the moment, but being in Encounter Bay was magical. Seeing the dolphins surfing and just getting the wind. I think I got a bit of windburn on my lips, but just the wind, the cold air. Being around the Adelaide Hills, even though it was freezing, it was just beautiful to be in that natural environment. Seeing the goats and the kangaroos and, you know, more than just the suburban natural beauty, I'm looking at just that next level. And so it's a very soul-enriching experience. I found it being in that natural environment this week. So that's it. I'm home now, ready to have some family time this weekend. It's Father's Day this Sunday, so really looking forward to some enriching family time. I love the reuniting with the family. I've been away for 3 nights, 4 days, and I can't wait to go and reunite. So I've got Darby and Sebe out there having lunch. I'm going to go and join them now. Tommy's asleep, May's at school. Looking forward to having some wonderful family time. Whatever you're doing this weekend and this week, to all the fathers out there, have a wonderful Father's Day. I know by the time you listen to this, Father's Day will have been done and dusted. To all the fathers out there, well done on the role that you play in your family, in this world. Never underestimate the gift it is to be a parent. And again, thank you for the role that you play. To everyone out there listening, thanks again for your support of this message. Look after yourself, have a wonderful week, and until next time, continue to make the rest of your life the best of your life.